The Osgood Files, sponsored by new Barbasol razors with close-shave technology. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol. This is Dave Ross from the Dell Studios on the CBS Radio Network. The rules of capitalism are pretty clear. When a business goes bankrupt, it closes its doors and the customers are out of luck. And that's what happened when Alfred Angelo, the bridal chain, declared bankruptcy in June and closed its doors. With all those brides-to-be on one side and their dream dresses on the other.
Where's my dress?
We're never going to see him again.
But one employee, even though she'd lost her job, decided that was not right. And you'll meet her after this from Charlie. Stephanie Huey was one of those who thought she would never see her bridesmaids' dresses after Alfred Angelo closed his Oklahoma City store. What she didn't know was that Rosita Ellis wasn't going to let a little thing like bankruptcy ruin all those weddings.
Throw them in my car, trunk, back seat, on the floorboard till they stacked all the way up to the top.
Rosita was a contract seamstress who knew she no longer had a job, but as she told CBS's David Begno, she felt she still had a responsibility. So she not only rescued the dresses, she decided to do the alterations on more than 80 dresses at no charge.
You don't have to do this.
My integrity says I have to. Okay.
Integrity, sure, but altering 80 dresses for free, and it isn't even your business that went bankrupt? Performing an act of kindness that apparently never crossed the mind of her former employer? That's approaching sainthood. And not only does she alter them, by the way, she delivers them.
Once a week, she fills her car with dresses and drives 110 miles to this Oklahoma City hotel to deliver them.
In appreciation, Stephanie Huey set up a GoFundMe page and raised $5,600 for Rosita. But for some people, as crazy as it sounds,
it's time to work.
Money doesn't seem to matter that much. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.